Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ben, here with Scott, our auto editor. Scott, what's going on?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about today's topic.
You are excited.
I am. I'll tell you. We'll talk about why I'm excited later, yeah. But I'll tell you what we're doing first. We're going to talk about go-karts today.
Oh man, we switched it up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I usually let you lead me in, but
no,
you know, this time
this
I'm fired up about this one. I think it's good.
Hey, it's 2009,
and
man. Rules are changing.
This suggestion comes from a listener and a young listener. Very young listener.
Okay.
Sam. Sam wrote in. Sam is age 11.75, according to the email here, and he's very specific. Sam from Lafayette, Indiana, said, "Hey, guys, my dad and I have been working on our go-kart, and I was wondering if you guys could do a how go-karts work."
Oh, that's an awesome point, Sam. Thank you for writing in.
Yep, and I think I wrote back and said, "Of course we will," and the reason is because I know that you had a go-kart.
You know, oh, me, not Sam. Yeah, I did have a go-kart.
Yeah.
I had a sweet, sweet go-kart, man.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Go ahead, tell me about it. I want to hear about it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too bogged down. I was very, very attached to this go-kart. I don't have it anymore, unfortunately, but it was the first motorized vehicle I ever got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I was a bad driver from the beginning, Scott. To be honest with you, this was maybe because I didn't know what I should be doing right or wrong. I had a sense of ambition that far outweighed my sense of caution, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
So I had one or two or five run-ins with it. But, you know, it wasn't anything serious. And, man, it was such a great thing. Looking back now at the go-kart I had, it wasn't hot stuff, you know. It was a pretty small one with the kind of frame around it, and mm-hmm.
So it was a metal cage type.
Yeah, metal cage type.
Did it have anything over the top? Was it an enclosed vehicle?
No.
Or was it on? Okay, yeah,
no.
That's some of the older style then.
Yeah, it was old school.
Yeah, those are cool. You see a lot of those around. I don't know. They're pretty simple machines, really.
Yeah,
that's enticing to a lot of, you know, parents and kids to build something like this or to do something like this together, is that, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to keep it running, and it's just a load of fun.
What kind of engine is that?
That's usually I want to say a lawnmower engine, but it's not really a lawnmower. It's usually from something more like a leaf blower or a rotor tiller or something like that has a horizontal shaft on it, so it doesn't have the vertical shaft. It's easier to drive the wheels with a horizontal shaft than a chain or a belt or something like that.
Man, that's super cool.
Yeah, and they're simple. They're real simple. I mean, if you can maintain a lawnmower engine, you can maintain a go-kart engine. And
yeah.
I don't know, it's just real, real easy.
I've got to tell you, Scott, I am a tiny bit jealous of Sam for still having a go-kart. That's that's awesome. I wish I still had mine.
You
now,
could still get one, man.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, dare to dream, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But let's talk about your go-kart experiences, because I think, of course, you being the expert, you tend to know about this kind of stuff.
I have a go-kart. Still.
Wait. Had or have?
Have.
Present tense. Oh.
I've only had one. Uh-huh. I've had it for, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this today. Probably exactly 20 years.
20 years?
20 years. The exact same go-kart still runs. It's in storage right now, unfortunately, but it's just because I don't have the space where I live.
Sure.
But I've had it for probably, I mean, literally nearly to the day, 20 years.
You take very good care of your vehicles.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
and it's kind of unique. It's a I've never really seen another one like it. It's not the open cage type go kart that mm-hmm. you know everybody you seem to have. You know, a lot of people have. It has a body on it, but it's not a body like the plastic bodies like you'd see with like the IndyCar body or the Jeep or whatever it would
uh-huh.
be. This has kind of the best way to describe it would be, you know, the red plastic that gas tanks are made of, spare gas tanks that you carry around.
It's a little bit flexible.
Yeah, but this one is a little bit harder than that. It's like a PVC type material.
Okay.
And it lays over the frame kind of close to the frame. It has a real weird look to it. I can't even find a photo of this thing. It's very old. It was older, you know, it's really old when I bought it, and it's now it's 20 years older.
Okay.
And it's kind of a unique story behind it, you know, where I found it and all that stuff. It was in a garage. This old woman that I knew had this in the garage. We did some work for her, clean up her yard, whatever. I'd been looking for one. She used it to drive around her yard in. It was kind of a fun go-kart. I think she kept it for her grandkids, but she drove it around a yard, hit a rock with it one day, decided not to drive it anymore. And she sold it to me for $100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, $100. And man. I've kept it this long. And it's still operating.
I guess it's worth it at that time. Now, we've got a couple of different divisions that we can place go-karts in, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's more than that. There's a ton of different divisions. There are single-seat go-karts. There are two-seat go-karts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kind that are intended for off-road use. There's a kind that are intended just strictly for track use. Of course, the racing carts.
Yeah.
There's shifter carts, which, you know, again, racing carts. I've seen, this is crazy, I've seen jet engine-powered go-karts, small jet engines on them. These are all, you know, just kind of finding them online on blogs. You know, these are one-of-a-kind go-karts, of course.
Sure, these are do-it-yourself.
Yeah, that's right. They all are, really, but unless you buy one that's made it, you know.
Sure.
Usually those off-road factories, like the kind you buy at Pep Boys or something like that.
Okay.
I've seen one that's powered by a Hayabusa motorcycle engine.
Really?
Which is unbelievable to me. I mean, that thing must be a rocket.
Yeah.
I think it has the record for the fastest production motorcycle. I think that's right still.
Oh, the Hayabusa?
Unless it's been overtaken by somebody else. But I've also seen a go-kart that folds into a suitcase.
Oh,
I saw that
cool.
on a blog the other day that was kind of unique.
You know what, Scott? I think I saw the same one, and I would love to have that.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be really...
Carry it right with you here into work?
Yeah, depending on how heavy the suitcase is.
I bet it's pretty heavy. I mean, my go-kart is very heavy. It's like 6 feet long and probably about 3.5 or 4 feet wide. It's huge. And it's two-seater.
Okay, I was going to say yours is two-seater.
Well, two kids are supposed to
two
sit
kids,
on it, but
yeah.
I cram two adults on there sometimes.
Yeah.
And the thing weighs a ton. I mean, it's hard to move.
Well, that was back probably, especially if it's that old, it's probably got a lot of metal.
Yeah.
And heavier metal.
It was when I was young, so the wheels are made of rock. And no, I'm kidding. It's just a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, you know what? I saw a rat rod go-kart.
A rat rod go-kart.
Yeah, that's right. I saw a rat rod go-kart that had real car tire rear wheels instead of, you know, the little tiny go-kart wheels.
Yeah.
And it had what looked like bicycle tires on the front. And the engine, you know, up front again exposed. It was, you know, made to look rusty and kind of like a jalopy.
That's pretty neat.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, the one I have is older and it's a one-seater, but it's also pretty heavy.
Yeah. Oh, they're heavy because they're probably steel.
Yeah.
Just welded together. Again, they're super simple though. I mean, they're a fun project. And if you know how to weld, this is a no-brainer. You should do it for sure. I mean, I don't know how to weld myself. So when, you know, I've had, you know, something that is broken or, you know, needs to be repaired in some, you know, or added to, I guess.
Sure.
I had to take it somewhere and have that done. And, that was kind of a drag. But if I knew how to weld, you know, this project would be super simple to do on your own.
Yeah.
There's really not much to it. You can find plans online. It doesn't require much more than just the tubing, you know, the wheels and the axle setup and an engine, a clutch, brakes. I know it sounds like I'm going through a long list of things, but there's really not a whole lot to it. If you look at the plans, you'll find out how simple they are.
Man, that would be cool. Are any of these street legal?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No.
So I can't drive to work.
I have been pulled over by the police in my go-kart before.
You had a run-in with the law?
I did. I was a long way from home. I took it a long way away. Mm. I loved my go-kart when I was younger. I drove it a long distance one time, and I was back in a neighborhood kind of near a school.
Uh-huh.
And driving down a road, I was not headed home either, and got pulled over by the police. And I have my driver's license at this point.
Sure.
So I showed him that, and it wasn't good enough. And he just made me promise to take it straight home and go nowhere else with it.
Well, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was. But, it could have been worse. You know, it could have been confiscated, I guess. I don't know what could have happened, really. But they're not street legal. They don't meet, you know, the bumper requirements. They don't have lights.
Right.
This one wasn't covered, of course.
Right.
But yeah, that was kind of a drag to get pulled over. But wow. Funny story, though.
Yeah. You know, my dad didn't even say that it wasn't street legal. Mm-hmm. He just said that if he ever caught me, I would not be caught doing anything wrong with the go-kart again because I wouldn't have
However,
one.
You did probably take it around the neighborhood, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think most people do that.
Yeah, I do. I still do.
You still do.
Last summer, I fired it up and took my daughter for a spin around the neighborhood. Greatest day of that summer, I'll tell you. It was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And, I don't know, it's something that kids remember. You know, kids remember doing that with their parents because even now she talks about it and says, you know, hey, when can we get that thing back out again and do it? It's a lot of fun. It's a fast, cool car. And they love it.
And I guess we should also let Sam know that whatever you want to do with this go-kart, if you do a little bit of research, you might find a way that you and your dad can do it yourself. On the internet, quite mm-hmm. possibly, right?
Oh, yeah, and no, that you can do modifications. You can make them faster. You can make them, you can make a body for them if you mm-hmm. want to. You just find different ways to improve the handling. You can make the wheels spin better if you buy different bearings. You can buy better clutch setups. You can, there's just a variety of things you can do to these things. You can make the exhaust sound differently if you add a different muffler to it.
Oh, that's pretty
or
cool.
Take the muffler off or whatever you want to do. Make it really mm-hmm. loud. They're just a lot of fun. It's a good project for, you know, adults and children to work on together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was older. I was just out of high school when I got mine. And, I must have spent literally 15 hours a day with my go-kart because I had nothing better to do really. I probably did. I wasn't doing it. And, I spent a lot of time working on mine. It was a blast. I've had three or four different motors on the thing. You know, various reasons, either mm-hmm. more power or, you know, breakdowns or whatever, mostly breakdowns. I'm sure you probably did the same thing for a while, right? Once you had it, you get that bug and you want
to
work on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because once you have it, it's yeah. always there.
Oh, sure. It's a lot of fun. It's a good, yeah. good time.
It's kind of an investment mm-hmm. in some ways because you still have yours.
Yeah.
It's time well spent.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, in over the course of this conversation in our episode today, I've been in the back of my head formulating a plan to get a go-kart, which I know my parents would think it was hilarious.
Your parents wouldn't like it. I strongly suggest it. I think it's fun. Yeah, I think it's really cool. It's just a fun thing to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still, even though I own one, I still go to the tracks, you know, and rent a go-kart. You know, for five laps or whatever they give you.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just fun. I just really enjoy it. It's a fun sport. And to get on a track that's meant for that,
mm-hmm.
what more fun is there? I mean, you've got people around you that you're racing with. I mean, it's just a good time. And, it, you know, what does it cost? $5, $6, something like that. The indoor tracks are a little more. And those are pretty popular now. They have been for a while. But those are really fun to go and watch. I've never done an indoor track, though. I've never paid the big money and gone to the track and, you know, slid it around there.
Well, maybe your time will come this summer, Scott.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, before we go on this note, do you have any piece of advice or recommendation?
Well, don't blow a lot of money on it. That's one thing.
Don't blow too much money.
You don't really have to because, it's a do-it-yourself project. You can mm-hmm. find that. That's the cool thing about this is that you find innovative ways around. You can use it as kind of like a small test bed. You know, you can figure out different ways to do things that are unique, or you could purchase, you know, parts that are intended for that. But mm-hmm. I like to, you know, experiment with, you know, synthetic lubricants or something like that, that, you know, make the wheels spin better.
Like or, to tinker a little.
Yeah, I do. I like to figure out, you know, which cable, you know, makes a better throttle cable.
Yeah.
How to reduce friction between this point and that point. You know, it's really interesting. It's a lot of fun. It's a good project. Like I said, it's you know, a big time waster, I guess. But don't call it a waste, really, because it's a hobby and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And of course,
and you should do it.
I promise you that I will look into it. How about that?
But
okay. We do have to, of course, throw in the one disclaimer, which is, of course, as we said, they're not street legal.
Correct.
So anything here. One of the best investments you can make to make sure that you enjoy your go-kart to the fullest extent is to stay safe with it. Don't be like I did mm-hmm. and get in a couple of scraps with it. Because
that's not fun.
Then you'll end up like me and not have a go-kart.
I've had friends with scraped shoulders, scraped elbows, scraped knees from rolling out of the go-kart at speed. And that's no fun either. So be cautious.
But what a great idea. So
it's a lot of fun. So just be safe.
Yeah. Thanks again for writing in, Sam. I guess that wraps it up for us today, right, Scott?
That's right.
Yeah, so to our listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any ideas for a topic or a suggestion, please send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com. And we also have a blog.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep, I write on the blog every day. Probably won't be doing much about go-karts, but you never know. May come up. Usually it's more newsy type items and, you know, current automotive news. So check it out. There's a lot of good stuff there.
Yep. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the new High Speed Stuff blog, now on the HowStuffWorks homepage.